Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and as always, it is an honor and a delight for me to lead us in this time of prayer and devotion. Our scripture today comes from the Old Testament book, the book of the law, the Torah, the Pentateuch, the book of Leviticus, chapter 15. And in chapter 15, we'll focus on verses 13 and 14. And it reads like this: When a man is cleansed from his discharge, he is to count off 7 days for his ceremonial cleansing. He must wash his clothes and bathe himself with fresh water, and he will be clean. On the 8th day, he must take 2 doves or 2 pigeons and come before the Lord to the entrance of the tent and give them to the priests. The author of our devotional, he entitled this day's devotion, Dealing with the Discharges of Life. As I was reading through this devotional, and as I was reading through this text as well, I think about everything that needed to be done in order for someone to receive their cleansing, in order for someone to receive their breakthrough. Whenever they were sick, they had to go through step by step by step process that was outlined in the law. The book of Leviticus reads kind of like a bunch of equations. A plus B equals C. If you get C and then you move to D, you have to then divide E and F. It reads like a bunch of equations. And as the author entitled this devotion, Dealing with the Discharges of Life, dealing with the difficulties and the challenges and the problems and the sicknesses and the difficulties of life, I read it in such a way that I was thinking about how those discharges, how those difficulties, how those challenges are not something we have to deal with, but they're already dealt with. Follow me. In this season of Eastertide, we've come out of Resurrection Sunday, and we know that He lives, and because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Because He lives, we know that there are things that we don't have to do. As we read through the text of Leviticus, and we see that if a man is to be clean from his discharge, he is to count off 7 days, and then he is to wash his clothes, and then he is to bathe himself, and then he's supposed to get 2 turtle doves, and then or he's supposed to get 2 pigeons, and he has to spend money, and he has to do all of these things and follow all of these steps. But reading this in the light of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I read it with that lens, and I'm thankful. I'm grateful that the things that we have to deal with, or the things that we used to have to deal with, have already been dealt with. Jesus, as we read through the Gospels, many people came to Him, and He would simply give them a word, and they would be healed of their infirmities. Jesus would simply touch them, touch the lepers, the ones who were supposed to be untouchable. Jesus still touched them, and He would heal them of their infirmities. He would make them whole again. Even when people would come and bring their friends, Jesus, because of the faith of the friends, He would heal the person that was laying on the bed. Because a man came speaking for his servant or speaking for his child, Jesus would only speak a word, and in that hour, the child or the servant or the person that was being prayed for or that was being spoken to Jesus on their behalf, that person would end up being healed. There was nothing extra that the person had to do. There's nothing extra that we have to do. All we have to do, because Jesus has already dealt with the discharges of our life, all we have to do is simply lean into our prayer impulse. Our prayer impulse is when we are afraid of something and we just simply shout, Jesus. Our prayer impulse is when we stub our toe and we say, Jesus. My seminary professor, Joe Lamont, would always tell us when you are dealing with the prayer impulse, he simply told us to finish the prayer. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, keep me safe. Jesus, bless me and what I'm about to walk into. There are those of us today who are dealing with some discharges, but I just wanted to stop by and encourage you to let you know that those discharges, those challenges, those difficulties have already been dealt with. And the only thing that we all have to do is simply lean into that prayer impulse and call on the name of Jesus. Because when we give our difficulties, our challenges to Jesus, Jesus can merely speak a word. Jesus can lay his hands upon us, and all shall be well. Your difficulties have already been dealt with. Let's pray. Gracious and almighty God, we are so thankful that you have dealt with us, that you've dealt with our sin, that you've dealt with our problems, that you've dealt with our issues, that you've dealt with all of our difficulties and discharges of life. And there are no extra steps that we have to go to. God, you told us in your word that Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And so God, we call out to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, so that everything that we are going through, everything that is holding on to us and may be challenging us and holding us in traumatic spaces, we know, oh God, that you can keep us. We know, oh God, that you can deal with the things that we have on our plates. So God, right now we are leaning this morning into our prayer impulse. We are excited and ecstatic to see that every day we wake up, morning by morning, new mercies we see. God, we are so grateful that as we begin our day today, that we will be able to walk in hope and in confidence. We will be able to walk in the fullness of joy because you walk with us and that you have already dealt with all of the problems that we may face. And God, when they come to our face, when they come to our front doorstep, remind us, whisper in our ears so that we are keenly aware of your presence, and that in those moments where things start to get difficult, in those moments where things begin to challenge us, in those moments where things begin to become overwhelming, oh God, I pray right now that we would always have the reminder that no matter what we face, it's already dealt with on your end. So all we have to do is to keep moving on our end. Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for your law and your fulfillment of that law. We thank you for opening the door so that we may be able to reach our sovereign God, even as mere humans, that we may be able to call on the name of Jesus and God would incline God's ear to us, that you would lean in and see about us. God, we simply say thank you. And we say and decree and declare that today we will walk and move and operate as disciples of the Savior who has already dealt with every issue that we will face. It's in the matchless, marvelous, and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that today will be the best day of your life. I pray that you will always remember that anything you face, God has already dealt with. Listen, I want you to join us Sunday morning in the sanctuary here at 10 a.m. at the Ray of Hope Christian Church. If you can't join us in person in the sanctuary, I want you to join us online at either any one of our platforms, whether it's YouTube, social media, our Facebook, or our website, www.rayofhope.org. And as always, you can join us here Wednesdays for prayer. God bless you, and remember that it's already dealt with.